The Supreme Court is expected to rule this month on a legal challenge to the Obama administration's immigration programs for young people who came to the U.S. as children and their parents. And until they do, many families here in Arizona are left waiting to learn their fate. But the Arizona Dream Act Coalition wants them to be ready.
We really have high hopes that we're going to have a ruling in our favor. And if that's the case, we don't want our community to have to wait.
Dream Act Coalition President Karina Ruiz says they're working to get the word out to their community about the impending decision to help prepare immigrant families here for the outcome. And the show's Lauren Gilger spoke with her. Lauren, first, can you fill us in on what led to this?
Sure. So you might remember in 2012 when President Obama announced his executive action on immigration called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, which is a program to give temporary legal status and work permits to young people who came to the U.S. as children. Then in 2014, he announced the expansion of that program and the Deferred Action for Parents of Americans and Lawful Permanent Residents, or DAPA, which gives their parents temporary work permits and permission to stay in the U.S. These programs could provide deportation relief for more than 5 million people in the country now, according to the Dream Act Coalition. But they are on hold because 26 states, including Arizona, joined a lawsuit challenging the president's authority to do this. That's the Supreme Court decision we're expecting this month. So Ruiz and the Arizona Dream Act Coalition says they want families to be ready for a positive or a negative outcome for them.
If we have a negative decision, this is not the end of it. We can still prepare to do something else. You know, what are going to be our next steps? And so we can really regroup. And even though it might be tough to hear that, we have to be ready.
And what can families do now before they even know what the Supreme Court will decide?
A lot, actually. If the Supreme Court decides to let the programs go forward, the application process isn't easy. Based on the requirements for the original DACA program, Ruiz says they'll have to prove that they have continuously lived in the U.S. since probably January of 2010, that they were present in the country on the day the program was announced in 2014. They can't have a felony on their record or some misdemeanors. So they'll have to get a lot of information together.
Any document, essentially, that has the person's name, that has a date, you know, of the period that we're trying to prove that they have been here. If they can at least get one or two documents that show when they came into the U.S., their medical records, their tax records, I mean, the library records, Facebook, if they checked in and it says Phoenix, they're able to use.
And what kinds of questions are they getting from families?
Ruiz says they ask about the basics, the cost, the requirements, who's eligible, but they're also scared.
What if we are able to implement the program and then immigration decides to take away the program or the next president does? People are really worried about that because then they think, well, immigration now has my information. What are they going to do with it? You know, that fear of deportation now that immigration could have their information. I think that people don't really trust. And that's why it's hard also to get people to apply to these kind of programs.
But she says they tell them it's worth applying.
We tell people that the benefits really outweigh the cons. You know, let's take it a step at a time and let's just take advantage of the program while we have it for DACA. And if we're able to implement this other executive orders, then let's take advantage of that. Because that will help us, you know, set a foundation and have at least an argument that we're contributing to the economy.
That's Karina Ruiz with the Arizona Dream Act Coalition. She's working to help families here in Arizona prepare for the Supreme Court's upcoming decision on the president's expanded deferred action policies.
And that's the show's Lauren Gilger. Lauren, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.